Hey, Dr. Clark here on the Place for Answers. I just have to share with you something that happened to me yesterday. I had a lady come in, an applicant for my fibromyalgia program, and part of one of the things that we do is we ask people to give us quite a bit of information, quite a bit of background information, copies of all their old lab tests, because that's really a huge portion of getting a correct diagnosis, a functional diagnosis, is figuring out what the heck has happened to this lady. What's her story? And I'm just going to show you, this. I don't know if you guys can see it, but this is thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of lab tests and records. And she's been to some places you'd probably know if I told you, some treatment centers. And what's interesting I have found is that, those places, I'm wondering if they really know what they're doing. I'm just going to be honest with you. Because every person that I've seen that has been to one of those places, and believe me, they all end up here, I just wonder if they know what they're doing. I guess that's the most polite way to put it, because they're trying to take every person that gets labeled with fibromyalgia and act like they're all the same. They've all got low thyroid. In fact, there's a handout in here that I should probably show you that says, are all fibromyalgia, chronic pain, sufferers low thyroid? And basically they say, yes, they're low thyroid. So guess what they do? They prescribe her thyroid hormones. For what purpose? They just assume she's low thyroid because there's always a hormone honeymoon. This is an interesting case for me, and I think we're definitely going to be able to help her. But, looking through her history and reading things, here's what I found out, right? Just through her tests, which apparently nobody had anything to say about. First point is, she had some blood tested to see if she had celiac disease or reaction to gluten. Big deal. The serum tests are incredibly false negatives. So if you've had those, I got news for you. Don't rely on them. Her vitamin D was low. She's had high levels to Epstein-Barr virus. Now, if you're watching this and you've been labeled with fibromyalgia and you've had this test done, you think, oh my gosh, I have an Epstein-Barr virus infection. No, don't go there. About half of the people that have elevated Epstein-Barr virus antibodies, and it doesn't necessarily mean anything by itself. It could just mean that at some point she's had elevated antibodies because she got exposed to it when her gut lining or her lung lining or her, the wall was permeable, and she got exposed to it. Her immune system recognized it. Now she's got antibodies to it. She's had high antibodies to mycoplasma pneumoniae. She's iron anemic, but no one's treating that. It's very interesting to me. I mean, I guess I could talk about this for a long time. Here's the bottom line. Here's the big clue when you look at this. She's got a history of miscarriages. She's got pain and fatigue. Guess what she probably has? She probably has an autoimmune condition, and no one's tested for that, and certainly not tested for it the way that I'm going to test it, because we're looking for a functional immune system shift. So here's a lady that's been suffering for almost 15 years. She tells me she's got a pantry full of things that helped for a day or two, then stopped. There's your classic sign that you've got an autoimmune condition, and here's the thing you need to know. You're watching this, right? You've been labeled with fibromyalgia. You know someone. If this sounds like them, they've probably got an autoimmune condition. But guess what? It's never going to get diagnosed. Not going to get diagnosed. You can go to whatever rheumatologist you want to. You can go to the Mayo, Rochester, Cleveland, wherever you want to go. It's not going to get diagnosed because they're not going to do the tests. They're not going to do them. The tests that we do in my office to find out if someone has a functional autoimmune condition, they're not going to do. They're not bizarre. You can get them from LabCorp. But no one out there knows how to use them because guess what? There's no drug for that. Right? There's no drug for it. As I was interviewing this lady and doing her exam and her history, I just got more and more angry, but it was interesting because she got more and more relaxed because things started to click. Because when you're autoimmune, there's about four things that you can take supplement-wise that are safe for you. Everything else is going to skew your immune system one way or the other and make you feel worse. So if you've got a bag full of supplements at home, that you're allergic to or you had a bad reaction to, you're probably autoimmune and you need to get checked out. You need to get checked out by someone who knows what to look for. So I just had to rant for a few minutes, but it just goes back to my thing. I treat the person, not the diagnosis. Treat the person, not the diagnosis, because fibromyalgia is a garbage can. Doesn't mean anything. So what? You've got painful muscles. You've got fatigue. I've got 100 people on the street could fit that description. Doesn't tell me what to do. That's why a functional neurological approach, I mean, we found out this lady, and I've got some video of it, has a left cerebellum weakness and a metabolic problem. She's probably autoimmune. There's a lot of stuff to look at. Someone's got to step back and take a look at the whole picture, and I wanted to share that with you. If that sounds like somebody you know, we need to talk.